Our next speaker, Richard Flanagan, needs little introduction. Man Booker Prize winning author, published in 42 countries, historian, Rhodes Scholar, film director and journalist. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Sophie. I come from a proud footy family. My dad was the oldest surviving member of a North Hobart State Premiership side at his death, while my brother Martin, one of Australia's most celebrated footy writers, is in the Tasmanian Footy Hall of Fame. I'm for a Tassie team, but I am against this stadium, and so too are many, many Tasmanians. The high-rise debate, the cable car victory and the rejection of UTAS's city move have repeatedly shown what Hobart's value about their city and how they are willing to fight for that vision. It's clear that they want future building development to respect the unique landscape of the colonial city, the historic square mile of old Hobart, and at the same time to honour Indigenous values. And Jeremy Rockcliffe's wart does not belong to that vision of inner city Hobart. Rockcliffe's wart is not popular. It's not even a Tasmanian idea. It's the AFL's idea, the same AFL that spent the last 25 years destroying Tassie grassroots footy, and now they have an idea. And now they have another idea that will destroy our city, and worse, we are meant to pay for it with our taxes, not the AFL, us. It's a shameful con job, buttressed with a set of figures so fanciful that the much vaunted PricewaterhouseCoopers report reads like a fantasy novel missing only the dragons. We've read it before, and it's called The One Big Project That's Going to Save Tasmania. It concludes with this telling disclaimer. The report, quote, has been informed by analysis completed for the Tasmanian government, unquote. In other words, they used the developer's numbers. You can't fit that turkey in the oven. It's called the Sheraton Hotel, the Franklin Dam, the pulp mill, the cable car, fragrance high rise, and on it goes. The same zombie nonsense, the same confected figures, the same pathetic lies. While every number they cite for this stadium goes up by the day, attendance, events, return, one number remains magically frozen, the build cost of $750 million. In a year that has seen the highest inflation levels since Milli Vanilli, another fraud, that figure miraculously never alters. And that's because the real cost, according to the architects I've spoken to, will be well north of $1 billion, with building costs currently rising 20% per annum. If they get $1 billion plus of our taxpayers' money for the stadium, you can guarantee that it's $1 billion plus that won't be spent elsewhere in Tasmania where it's needed. Cricket Tasmania boss Dominic Baker has said a new inner city stadium will ignite Hobart. I got news for Dominic. Hobart doesn't need ignition. Hobart needs fixing. Hobart needs home for its homeless who camp on the domain looking down on Macquarie Point. Tasmania needs fixing. The worst public health system in Australia needs fixing, not people dying in cabs and ambulances waiting to get into emergency. Our 50% illiteracy rate needs fixing. Hobart's public transport needs not just fixing, but invention. These are necessary, massive, overdue projects, and we need to start investing in them now. And more, Tasmania needs its firefighters, its teachers and its nurses to be paid properly. But the Rockcliffe government now only has one policy for Tasmania, and at stadium-led stagnation as the world heads into recession. Why is it happening then? Well, follow the money. The Mercury is owned by News Corp, which is also the majority owner of Foxtel, which along with the Seven Network have billions of dollars invested in AFL broadcast rights. A Tassie team gives Foxtel extra games, meaning extra revenue, and with a new stadium, extra advertising potential and a bright new stage. All that equals more profit. Just don't expect the Murdochs to pay for their stadium. And that is why the Mercury is so strongly campaigning for what is no more and no less than an immense gift of our $1 billion to profit the Murdochs, but not Hobartians. That is why the Mercury is so shamefully not reporting the opposition to the stadium or the many issues that arise with the stadium. The Mercury is profoundly compromised. It is not being truthful with Tasmanians about its owner's vested commercial interest in this proposal, and it must. This obvious abuse of power by a corporation grown too big and too powerful merits investigation at the highest level. Because with this stadium, we will be paying for the Murdoch family's yachts and mansions with taxpayers' money that should be going to help our kids, our sick, and our homeless. The stadium is a blank check for a bad idea in the wrong place at the wrong time that profits only the richest. It is such a profound misallocation of public resources at both federal and state government level that it can only be called theft. It is a scandal. What secret deals have been cooked up at private donors' dinners between the Liberal government and News Corp in return for promising $1 billion of taxpayers' money for a Foxtel AFL stadium? Favourable electoral coverage, perhaps. Because that stadium is a very expensive wart to give away without something in exchange. All of this is not simply wrong. It is obscene and it is immoral. I'll leave you with an idea for making Hobart better. Hobart desperately needs more homes. Let's build them at Macquarie Point. The site will accommodate 1,000 new homes and medium-rise buildings along with businesses. Let's build them with the Truth and Reconciliation Art Park at their centre, with the values of our 40,000-year history feeding back into the design principles and social values of the housing. Make it a model of proper planning and urban renewal for a new Australia founded in our 40,000-year past. 1,000 plus 40,000. We could do that. We could ask the federal government to help finance it as part of their Million Home Project. And here at the heart of our city, we would have not Jeremy and Rupert's wart, but something extraordinary. Whatever we do decide, we should never forget. When we Hobartians fight for our city, we win. But now, we need to stand and fight. Thank you.